This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. My daughter and I, Sherry, she's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. We've been serving mostly pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. That's right, 70 years. Now, we do work for some younger folks, professional people. I'm going to give you some websites so you can check us out, and you also get a lot of free information, educational material. We'll give you that in a few minutes. But we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number, so if you'd like to call us, set up a, say, a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call to learn more about what we do, or come in person. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Our website is leaveallegacy.com. L-E-A-V-E, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy.com. We have 6 on-demand seminars if you go there. One's on Social Security. My daughter used to work many, many, many years ago at the Social Security office. So if you're thinking about collecting Social Security, you want to know what's the best time. Should you collect it at 62, 63, 64, 65, 67, suspend it to 70? And you'd like to know, give us a call. We can have a conversation. But in the meantime, go to that website at leaveallegacy.com, on-demand seminars. And we have 6 mini seminars. We're working on, well, we have them, but they're not up and running. We'll probably have a separate landing page for 10 more mini seminars. It'll be a lot easier to navigate and find. So on-demand seminars, go to that website at leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com, on-demand seminars. Click that button. You'll see one on Social Security. One is, there's a mini seminar, Are You Ready to Retire? Retire Readiness. One is like a paycheck for life called Guaranteed Income. Most people, unless you have a lot of money, folks, you got to have at least a predictable, besides Social Security, no matter what happens, you and your spouse, if you're married or yourself, that you'll have peace of mind and you'll have that extra layer of income on top of your Social Security. So that's Paycheck for Life. It's called Guaranteed Income. One is on tax-free retirement. You see what's going on with our economy, folks. Lots of things are going on. And they're now talking about, I talked about a week ago, $4 trillion. Now they're talking about $3 trillion. And how are they going to pay for it? They're disguising it by calling it infrastructure, kind of like the green energy, a bunch of other stuff thrown in. So they talk about they're not going to raise your taxes unless you make over $400,000, but you know what they might do? They're talking about getting rid of some of the deductions. How about maybe your 401k or your IRA? There's chatter on that, so stay tuned for that and much, much more. So on that mini seminar, on-demand seminars at leaveallegacy.com, one's how to have a tax-free retirement. If you don't think maybe taxes might be going up, I suggest you go to usdebtclot.org. Just take a look at that and see what you think. You give me your opinion on it. USDebt, D-E-B-T, clock.org. So the mini seminars, again, one on Social Security, one is on how to, are you ready to retire? One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. One is at guaranteed income, one's on women and wealth, and one is on estate planning, wills, trust, powers of attorney. There's many seminars. They don't last that long. There's quizzes you can take before you watch it, after you watch it, some free download reports. Again, that website is leavealegacy.com. Click on demand seminars. So we work with LLR attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania on estate planning. We do estate and financial planning. Well, here's what we do at Legacy Financial Strategy. We show you how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. That's the one thing that could really wipe you out. So what plan do you have in place? What nest egg are you going to use if you need care at home or assisted living care, adult daycare, nursing home? Are you going to take out of your money market account, your savings account, your mutual funds account? What if there was a better way to take that money and you can, say, double or triple that possibly, leverage that money? If you don't use it, guess what? You can earn a competitive rate of return much better than a bank. You can leave it to your heirs on a tax-free basis. And if you're from Pennsylvania, we have, in addition, it's called an inheritance taxes, where this would not be that way. You don't have that in Ohio. So if you'd like to learn more about that, there are other strategies out there, folks. A lot of strategy. Even if you have qualified accounts, so you should be looking into that. At least explore. Call us at that 800 number, 264-4963. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call, because that could really wipe you out, folks. You need to plan for that. So we do tax preparation. As you know, they extended it to May 17th. May 17th, of course, your corporate returns, your S, the LLCs, limited partnerships, were due March 15th, and you have to September 15th to file it. But the personal, including the state and local, is May 17th. So we do tax preparation and tax planning. How much do we charge? $150. That includes what? The long form, short form, 1040. Doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s that's included. That includes the state return. With that price, we throw in a Schedule E. That's rental or oil and gas. Most firms charge extra for that. We also have Schedule D, 10 trades with that price. If you have more than 10 trades, then call for a price. But we're real reasonable on that. If you have an S corporation, call. I almost guarantee it will beat that price. If you have an LLC, S corporation, limited partnership, etc. So what else do we include for that $150? Well, I mentioned a number of things on that. If you have a local return, $10 more. If you have a farm one, that's either 25 or 35. Most of the time it's 35, depending on how complex it is. Schedule C, 35. Right now we're running about $158 because a lot of retirees don't have local returns. So, but that includes tax planning. For many people, between the fees you may be paying on funds and tax strategies, not everybody obviously, but many people, were able to save them the more than pays for their fees. So if you'd like to learn more about that, here's another website. Go to InnovationTaxService.com, InnovationTaxService.com. Check us out there. If you have a lot of money and you really want to save some money, we partner with some top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. We have a special website for you, the Elite Tax Reduction.com, EliteTaxAndReduction.com. In fact, my daughter and I wrote a chapter about that in a book called Pillars of Success, along with some other authors and Jack Canfield. So if you'd like to get a copy of that book, again, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963. Then you name the investment or savings. I can't say we have everything, but we have most things. We'd like to describe the colors of money, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow is your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. Red money is risk money. Anything can go up and down. There'll be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. And by the way, they all have their pros and cons. Then green money is where you cannot lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities, or we call them enhanced index annuities, or FIAs, or fixed index annuities. And remember this, just like mutual funds and stocks, there's dogs, bad ones, there's also good ones. The same ones when you're talking about green money. There's bad CDs, there's bad annuities, there's good ones. But there's some of those enhanced index annuities over the past 10 years have done, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 with no downside risk. But again, you got to be very cautious. Why? There's some bad ones out there. So is it appropriate for you? I don't really know. You need to come in or set up a phone call. We could do a Zoom or do it by phone, do it by internet. The first meeting, usually we have a quick phone call if it's by phone. Then we do a discovery or a fact finder. We give you some homework to complete some information that we need, a suitability. Then we show you the retirement roadmap. Is the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last? And one thing about the computer, it's non-emotional. When we click a button, we can tell you. And then usually the third or fourth meeting, we're making recommendations and give you the pros and cons. Before we take a break, let me give you some good news. I'm doing this late Thursday, the Senate. I knew they would. They came through because the House passed it last week. The PPP, Payroll Protection Program, has been extended from March 31st through May 31st. And then the SBA's got 30 more days to process that. So if you like more information how the PPP works for single proprietorships, they now use Line 7 gross receipts, not net. There's people that could actually have a negative income and now qualify. If you haven't applied for the first round, you can apply for the first round and the second round. The second round, you have to have 25% reduction in one quarter. But if you want to know more about that, if you want to know about the EIDL program, that's another bombshell. For those who receive the first round, you're going to be getting notice probably April 6th or thereafter. You can increase it substantially, maybe even all the way up to $500,000 if you qualify. It's 3.75% interest. Remember, they suspended it for a year, even though the interest was accruing. It's now 2 years, new people, 18 months, and they're probably going to open the portal for new people. If you'd like to know more information about that, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those contact numbers down, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation Our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Listen up, small business owners. How would you like to have a tax-free retirement and possibly have the government pay for it? Sound too good to be true? It may be too good to be true, and it may not be too good to be true. What am I referring to? Well, first of all, it's a free evaluation available to small business owners if you have 100 or fewer employees. You know, in the midst of COVID-19 crisis, many business owners have had to change their retirement timetable. And one of the biggest challenges facing management is how to fund their retirement plans on an ongoing operations and keep employees on the payroll so normal operations can resume as quickly as possible after the crisis subsides. In addition to several programs now available at the federal, state, and local levels, and don't overlook that important role, that what? R&D, research and development tax credits, and before you dismiss that, I don't qualify that, maybe not, could play in funding this strategy. You may already qualify, listen to this, folks, for $20,000 per year to fund your retirement plan for income, legacy, long-term care expenses, which I mentioned on the last segment. The research and development, R&D, tax credit was first enacted when? 1981. So it's been around a long time. It's now permanent, yet it continues to be one of the most misunderstood areas of tax law. Year after year, small and mid-sized businesses continue to miss out on the opportunity for huge tax rebates because they either don't realize they are eligible for the credit or don't know how to apply for these credits. Small business owners may qualify for a free initial analysis on their businesses to see if there are any credits that you're entitled by law. The average check, you ready for this? $120,000. Here's some of the small businesses that qualify. This may be you. Manufacturing, construction, engineering, textiles, agriculture, automotive, financial services, doctors, dentists, chiropractors, medical devices, fashion designer, consumer products, entertainment and media, food processing, oil and gas, consulting, chemical and plastics, telecommunications, website development, paper and forest product software, and many, many more. If you'd like to learn more about it, again, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So where is this economy going, folks? Good news today, Thursday, the jobs report finally, instead of having almost 800,000, now finally went under the threshold of 700,000 to 684,000. So initial job claims reached a long-awaited milestone this morning. That's Thursday morning, March the 25th, recording last week's new claims totaled 700K in the entire pandemic era to 684,000. This is a very strong 97,000K fewer initial claims than the previous week's upwardly revised 781,000. This information is coming from Zacks Advisors Insight. So they said, make it even more impressive. Further this morning, he said, Red Notch is a whole new life level lower as the previous low of the period was 711,000 back in November. So this is a big step in the right direction. It said, according to Zacks Insights, his continuing claims reached a milestone of its own, going sub 4 million for the first time since the effect of the coronavirus in the American economy manifested themselves. 3.87 million, a healthy shedding of 260,000 longer-term jobless claims from previous week. As mentioned in this space before, however, continuing claims have not given as accurate a read of the long-term unemployment since pandemic unemployment system, known as the PUA, has absorbed a sizable portion of the unemployed. So next week, here's what they're talking about at Zacks. We'll be back to the monthly jobs data, both on the private sector with the ADP Wednesday and overall non-farm payrolls from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday. Last month provided a surprise to the positive, bringing in nearly 380,000 new jobs, most in the leisure and hospitality sector. And the unemployment rate was down to 6.2%. Will the month of March push these numbers to the next level? We'll have to see. Today's weekly claims figure suggests they may. The final revision on the U.S. gross domestic product for the fourth quarter, guess what that came in? 20 basis points from the first two reads to plus 4.3%. That's plus, folks, plus 4.3%. After reading second record-setting Q2 and Q3 2020 GDP headlines, this is welcome. Definitely welcome. Now, pre-market futures, I won't go to the pre-market, that's past tense, but let's talk about what's coming out and what say you. And I'm going to tell you my prognostication on this. Upcoming releases, March 26. That's tomorrow morning. You'll probably already pass it, so that's Friday. You'll already know the results of that. So let's skip down to Decatur. This is the big one, folks. March 30th. What say you? This comes out March 30th at 9 a.m. I'm going to say it's going to be huge because you look around, houses are selling at record paces just about everywhere, every single where. I think this is going to be strong, and I think it's going to push the market up. Plus the stimulus checks, most people are starting to get them now, the 24th, the 17th. They're getting them, and about 40% say they're going to invest it. What do you think that might do for the market? Now, I mentioned I've given you what Zacks has said in the past. I've given you what Harry Dent says in the past. I give you what this other guy, Alex Dorkin, said in the past. He said he keeps ready to roll over. Ladies and gentlemen, he keeps crying wolf. So what to see who's right and who's wrong, but I'm predicting that the Shiller report for home sales will be a bonanza. But here's what you need to do. Unless you have a lot of money, besides your Social Security, that steady income is coming in, you need another bucket of money that's a steady, predictable, a guaranteed paycheck. That's why you need to go to that on-demand website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com, and we have those six mini-seminars. One is on guaranteed income. So once you have that, then how much can you afford? Set up a call to learn more about what we're doing. As I talked about, yellow, green, and red money. Everybody's different. Everybody got different footprints. So if you'd like to set up that meeting, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Another one you may want to look at is gold and silver. We haven't talked much about it. That's considered red money. You might want to consider 5 to 10% as kind of like of insurance. Now, long-term, I think long-term is going to go up. Maybe not in the short term, but you could do some dollar-cost average. Here's something from one of the outfits I deal with through National Gold Consultants. I have several folks that I deal with. At face values, it appears, where's real gold, price of gold right now? They say at face value, this appears like a simple question with equally a simple answer. If you go online, now this was a week ago, it was roughly $1,725. When you look at the spot price for gold, the price quoted is for paper gold. It's not the price attached to physical gold coins. The gold market is one of the largest markets out there, but it's not as straightforward as purchasing physical metal to hold in your safe at home. Remember, I'm not talking about all your money. 5 to 10%, maybe some people shouldn't have any. In fact, the vast majority of gold trades are represented by the ETFs in gold futures, which have little or no correlation to actual physical metal. Gold futures, for example, give the holder an exposure to spot price, but but it does not actually give an investor physical gold or silver. It's a piece of paper that is controlled by the exchange and its own rules. Futures can be subject to discontinuation as well. If the markets were to become disrupted, when a gold future contract expires, the vast majority of contracts are settled on cash or rolled over. It would be very rare to see a delivery of physical metals, and you have to be a massive player to get physical delivery. If you'd like to get a video that explains a strategy that we have, call us. I'll be glad to email it to you. You can watch this short video. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963. And when you call, I'll even give you my personal strategy. Again, nothing wrong for most people. Can't say every person, having 5 to 10%. So you'd like to learn more about gold and silver, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what Jim Rickards has to say about gold, lithium, Bitcoin, and we're going to talk about what Fed Powell said about Bitcoin. So stay tuned for that and much, much more. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those phone numbers down and you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15 minute call or come in to see us at Legacy Financial Strategies, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, a development called Linden Point in Herman H. PA. So what we're going to be talking about this is more along with about gold and silver. Now, this is Jim Rickards. I've talked about him in the past. So here's what he has to say. He said, mining companies are being more cost conscious. He said, good news for the mining sector, as profits have improved since the decade downturn 5 years ago. He said, in fact, total profits in 2020 were the third largest among global sectors, right behind oil and gas and pharma. A main reason for this change in fortune was miners' dedication to keeping expenses down while expanding liquidity and production. According to the article, debt to earnings has been cut dramatically since 2015, but there's another reason for improved profits as well. there has been an uptick in joint ventures. And he says, I've mentioned in my analysis more focus on mergers and acquisitions in the sector. One challenge for the industry over the next few years is government, where many times are located, wanting a bigger piece of the pie. This can result in higher taxes or royalty, as well as taking ownership of the mines. He said this would result in a smaller bottom line for many mining companies, so we'll keep an eye on the evaluating future recommendations. So now he talks about gold. He says will outperform as debt continues to climb. Now I've got like people like Harry Dent and some others saying just the opposite. Like I said on the last segment, if you can afford, it's red money, 5 to 10%. I probably wouldn't put any more in that unless you have a lot of money. But every person is different. So here's what he says. Gold will outperform as debt continues to climb. You just have to go to usdebt.org and see that. There really doesn't seem to want to enter the equity markets as the record highs have been commonplace so far in 2021. Well, they've been kind of up and down, around about, but they're up right now. What does this mean for gold prices? Well, he said, according to gold, has a bright future. Stock valuations have been pushed to extreme highs. That's true. The valuations can using metrics traditionally used. But bulls are saying this time is different. Valuations are justified and not due for a correction. I try to give you both sides of the equation, what Zach said is saying, some other folks. He says, Jim Rickard says, we disagree on both points. As the market rallies, it has led to a sharp increase in the equities to gold ratio. This is despite, he says, economic growth plummeting and the Fed continuing to pump more money into the markets. Well, the GDP numbers were up, but this increase is not because gold is performing badly. It's more because stocks are performing so well, and it's not the only market performing well. Cryptocurrencies, we're going to talk about what Powell has to say about in a minute, have been outrunning gold, and Bitcoin has been priced in the stratosphere. I had a little bit of a correction today on Thursday, but there's people think long-term it's going to go up. There's other people, you'll hear from Powell, they wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. As the economy reopens and growth spikes in the coming years, it'll be financed with unprecedented debt. This means gold will then take its turn and start outperforming stocks as central banks will ultimately have to buy that debt, and balance sheets will grow even more than the record levels they are currently at. That's why current lower entry prices for gold, according to Jim Rickards, will increase profits for nimble investors in the future. So here's my question to you. Should you have 5 to 10% in this commodity, even though it's red money? Maybe, maybe not. If you'd like to learn more about it, like I said, I can send you this video, and you can learn more about gold and silver and how to buy the hard asset, or you can buy the paper asset. If you'd like to learn more, give us a call, toll free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. He goes on to say, tax savings for precious metal investors. As we get closer to tax day in the U.S., should be read by precious metal investors, because 2020 was such a big year for gold, silver, platinum, and the likes. Selling these assets will result in a larger bill for Uncle Sam. He said the reason the IRS categorizes gold and other precious metals as collectible, they're taxed at the 28%, which I just mentioned that. This is more than other assets or tax that are here from 1 year. If investors are interested in saving money in taxes, investing in, he said, Canadian bullion trust could offer more favorable tax rate. I'm not advocating you should do that. I'm just reading what he has to say. He says that's because they're domiciled in Canada and categorized differently. The rates come in lower than taxes on traditional bullion holders based in U.S. He said, in fact, if you follow the example in this article, it could save about 40% in taxes. So if you'd like to learn more, like to get a copy of the video, Again, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So let's talk about what the Fed's Jerome Powell, Bitcoin, he says, not really useful. Bitcoin not really useful. What does he mean by this? Now, this comes from the Associated Press. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Monday, again, I'm doing this now, it's into Friday, March 26, just a little past midnight, said Monday that the U.S. public needs to understand that risk behind Bitcoin, no kidding, and other cryptocurrencies, even as central bank itself is studying the potential costs and benefits of a digital dollar. Powell said the Fed prefers to call crypto coins crypto assets because their volatility undermines their ability to store value. He said a basic function of currency. According to Jerome Powell, he said they're highly volatile. Oh, you better believe that. See Bitcoin, and therefore not really useful, according to Jerome Powell, as a store of value. Powell said in remarks to a virtual summit hosted by the Bank for International Settlements, Jerome Powell said they're more of an asset for speculation. So they're also not particularly used as a means of payment. It's essentially a substitute for gold rather than the dollar. He goes on to say, Jerome Powell says, Bitcoin has soared nearly tenfold in value compared with a year ago, hovering around 57,000 on Monday. Well, this is now Thursday. Well, this dipped into Friday, it dropped down to 51,000. He said that's up to 5830. So it's up, down, all over the board. Should you have a piece of that? Maybe, maybe not. Everybody's different. It's often seen as a hedge against inflation. And Jerome Powell says inflation fears have risen as Fed has kept its short-term benchmark interest rate pegged near zero for the past year. He goes on to say the Fed is also injecting $120 billion into the banking system each month by purchasing treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. While Bitcoin is rarely used in transaction, he said that could change. Electric car maker Tesla said last month that it was buying 1.5, ready for this, billion, not million, of Bitcoin and would accept Bitcoin payments for its cars. So are you going to buy a Tesla? Maybe you should buy some Bitcoin. I'm not saying you should. Jerome Powell also said the Fed is researching the potential for a central bank digital currency, though he added that Fed is not yet near a decision about implementing one. You may not be aware of that. So we're not in the mode of trying to make a decision at this point, Jerome Powell says. We are experimenting with technology. At the same time, Powell said there was no need for the Fed to rush or be first to market. Many other central banks are exploring CBDCs, including China's, and some observers worry China's ahead of the U.S. Powell said the Fed is conducting research through an in-house technology lab and also collaborating with MIT to the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, one of its 12 regional federal banks. So if you'd like to learn more and get the rest of this article, I'd be glad to send it to you. Take it from the Associated Press. It's called Legacy Financial Strategies. Anything we've talked about, we'll be glad to give it to you or set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Just call Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Service. You want to get your taxes done? We're still taking them. You got till May 17, 2021. They've extended it. Just give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com, where it has all our contact information. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, I missed JB's press conference, Joe Biden. So maybe you can fill me in, or I've got a little bit of highlights for you. So please listen to this important message. We're going to talk a little politics. When we come back.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you want to get your taxes done or set up a complimentary phone call for 5, 10, 15 minutes or come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our two websites to learn more about what we're doing. Lots of free information, educational material. Go to leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or go to innovationtaxservice.com. So I mentioned JB. I missed his press conference, Joey Biden. I understand he has some 3x5 cards. I don't know if he did, because I'm going to send him some. I did see the setup. He was sat quite a ways away from people. He didn't want anybody spraying off through their masks, floating around to get him. Or they didn't want... They didn't want the press people to see what she was doing behind the podium. We won't go there. This is a family show, folks. So he didn't fall over. There were softball questions, I understand, pre-programmed ahead of time. So we kind of expected that. It's a shame. The world leaders are looking. And what can I say, folks? You need to pray. You need to fix the six states. If we don't fix these six states, we're going to have the same problem. Georgia was good news today. It looks like they've done something in Georgia. Some of the other states like Arizona are working. I hope Pennsylvania is. You got to fix those states, six states. Nothing wrong with mail-in ballots like you did before. If you have a sickness or if you're out of town on exception basis only. But you need to have voter ID. For the most part, get rid of that. And I may be a little old-fashioned, folks. Since I'm only allowed to vote once, I think dead people shouldn't be allowed to vote. But if they're going to vote, dead people, they get bored. If they're going to vote, I think they should only be allowed to vote once. I don't think they should be allowed to vote often. I don't know about you, but that's just me. I don't think they should be allowed to vote, period. So we need to take those six states. We need to keep that H.R. 1 from getting passed. And we've got to make sure that we retain the filibuster. That's 60 votes that they need. That's why it's very important, not on every issue, but many of them. If they don't, folks, we're in real trouble, real trouble. So let me just go through some of the things in the news. Billy Graham, great individual, not Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, said in God's eye, and that's true, abortion, not pre-choice, abortion is murder. What say you? That's the first thing, as I mentioned many, many times, I look in a candidate. I don't care if it's a local official or not. I had one guy say, it doesn't matter. I said, it has to do with character. That's the first thing I look in a candidate. Now, here's something in the news. Liberal nun claims Holy Spirit led to her to promote Joe Biden killing babies and abortions. Folks, do you know the Bible? Have you read the Bible? Do you know what the Bible says? You know, in Acts 17:11, the Bereans search the scriptures daily. There is no such thing in the Bible that says that. God is very clear on Psalms 139, Jeremiah 1. He also gives an example when I've been to Israel twice, and he talks about this millstone you do to the least of me. It weighs many tons. You put a millstone around your neck and you're on a ship and they throw you overboard, you're going to go down to the bottom very quickly. Pro-life. I am pro-life. What say you? But this liberal nun claims the Holy Spirit led her to promote Joe Biden. Just because you say you're a nun does not mean you're a nun. I could say I'm a car. I could say I'm a dog. That doesn't make me a car or a dog. But anyways, this Campbell, a sister of social service, has been the executive director of Network since 2004. The Evacy Group is known for using Catholic name. You notice they use the Catholic name to promote leftist causes in candidates through his nuns on the bus to another project. I know some Catholics, some of the strongest pro-life out there. She's leaving for a sabbatical at the end of the month. Speaking with the news outlet, Campbell jokingly thanked the Vatican for criticizing her work and doing so increasingly public for her network. According to the report, the Vatican censor the Leadership Conference of Women Religious for a host of alleged sins in 2012, including working too closely with Network, which in Rome's view focused too much on social justice and not enough on protecting the unborn babies from abortion. The Vatican censor was a gift of the Spirit, Campbell told Global Sisters Report. It really captured us to a new level. No. The gift of the Satan spirit is probably what she captured. So we'll go into more of that maybe at another time. So what else? Shootings. There's evil abound, folks. What happened in Boulder, the way I understand it, it's a gun-free zone. They already have universal guns. They already had outlawed those guns. I used to have a gun dealer's license many years ago. And correct me, I've never seen a gun walk down the street and shoot people. Now, on the other hand, if that wasn't a gun-free zone in Boulder, just maybe if some of the citizens in that grocery store had guns, perhaps, no one knows for sure, maybe not that many people would have died. Hopefully, maybe no one. I don't know. No one really commented, by the way, why was the guy walking out basically almost naked except for some shorts. Oh, someone told me that's what they do as part of their religion. And not too many people initially commented like I did. Of course, I couldn't do the radio show until now. It's Friday morning. So other people commented as well. Now, to say that all Muslims do this, that's false. But it's interesting. Last week, they were, as 21-year-old had killed many people in Atlanta, said he was a white Christian. See, that they should leave that off. The color does not matter. Evil does not discriminate. You have white evil people. You have people with different colored skins that are evil. God loves, made every one of them. God wants all to come to repentance. But unfortunately, many people are controlled by demons and Satan. And unfortunately, in Matthew 7, it says the gate to heaven is narrow. I'm paraphrasing it. The gate to hell is wide. Why is that? He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. But unfortunately, most won't. He stands at the door, knocks for us. Do we hear him? The doorknob's on the other side. We have to open it up to repentance. Means James 4:10 says we must humble ourselves before the Lord. Humble, humble, humble. In other words, godly forgiveness. Then accept who? Jesus Christ is the God. Fancy churchy word, hypostatic. Fully God and fully man. And mean it in your heart. If you repent, ask for godly forgiveness, and accept him as your Lord and Savior, you will spend eternity in heaven. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes a judgment. We're not talking about taking a vacation. You say you won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. It doesn't matter what I say. What do you say? Either Jesus, who he says he is, the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar. I have a book I offer on my other show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. I'm going to offer it on this show. It's called A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Case for Christ. See, he was an agnostic or an atheist. His wife became a believer. He sent as an investigative reporter to disprove this who this Jesus was. And guess what? He became a believer. In fact, he became a pastor. Who do you say he is? Is he the God, or is he a lunatic, or a liar? And while you're at it, you might want to request a book called Heaven by Randy Alcorn. That's where you want to spend eternity in heaven. We're talking about forever and ever and ever and ever. Now, once you repent and you become a believer, you still have old nature. You're under construction. And then you have new nature. After that, you want to get plugged in a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented church. You want to start reading your Bible, maybe start with the book of John. Get plugged in Bible studies. Fellowship with other believers. Iron sharpens iron. You never arrive. It's a constant struggle day by day, but we're here for a flicker. So the most important decision you could make is where you're going to spend eternity. Simply say this: Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I realize I'm a sinner. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. I repent. I'm asking forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and risen from the dead. I accept him as the God, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. I accept him now. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that, we'd like to hear from you. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement. All right, that's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com.